Track 11, David Clayton Meets. And now for a second instalment from David Clayton. And like Tony earlier, David has a story about another person with Norfolk connections. And this one was actually born here. David is in pole position, so off we go. Vroom, vroom.
OK, I'll confess to being a petrolhead. That's someone who loves Formula One and motor car racing generally. And just at the time I'm recording this, Formula One is having its summer break, so there isn't a race for quite a while. So I'm a bit bored. But I was flicking round YouTube and Sky and all that sort of thing and saw a video of Martin Brundle talking about his very early days of Formula One and the fact that with his very first paycheck at Formula One driving, back in about 1984-85, he bought a Ferrari. Yes, a Ferrari car, which would have cost, I don't know, then £80,000-£100,000. And the fact that his father and his brother said, you'll never be able to afford it. But he did. And the reason I know that is we did an outside broadcast a long time ago for Radio Norfolk at the Duke's Head in King's Lynn, invited Martin to come along to be interviewed, and he came in his Ferrari. And I've just sent him an email, because we keep in touch, we've known him a long time, I've just sent him an email about that, and I'll tell you the content of it in a moment or two. But Martin is a Norfolk-born racing driver, lived at Gayton for most of the time. I think he mostly lives in London now. But a Norfolk lad who went all the way through the early formats of racing, Formula 3, diced with Ayrton Senna. They both got into Formula 1. He drove for the Tyrrell team, the Zaxspeed team, Brabham, Benetton, McLaren, one drive for Williams as well. He did really very well. Never won a Grand Prix, but came second in a McLaren at Monaco in 1994. I've interviewed him over the years. He's always been very good to Radio Norfolk because in the early days, before he was, if you like, famous, so we're going back to the early 80s, he'd always do an interview for us, so much so that in 1996, when he was driving for Jordan, a very good team at the time and doing very well, they had a test day at Silverstone. I went along as a reporter to cover it because he's a Norfolk driver. And at the end of the test drive, he was besieged by journalists from all around the world to chat to him, either on radio or television. He saw me there and he said, I'm just doing one interview, David, come through. And I went through and did an interview with him, which is really nice. And we've kept in touch over the time. When he got a drive for Benetton, that was 1992, he was partnered by an up-and-coming Michael Schumacher. And Martin held his own very well against Schumacher. Again, he never won a race, but he did extremely well in that Benetton team. So the next year, 1993, we fully expected him to get the Benetton drive again, but he didn't. And I remember ringing him and saying to him, well, you haven't got the Benetton drive. And he did an interview on the radio for me over the phone, said, no, I didn't. I'm probably going to go to, I think it was Ligier, a French team. And I said, but that seems very unfair. And he paused and he said, who said Formula One was meant to be fair? And you kind of then understood the cutthroat nature of the business of it. Another Formula One team leader who I used to know came from Norfolk, a chap called Mike Gascoigne. He used to say the costs in Formula One are phenomenal. Amounts of money you just couldn't imagine. He always said, and it was a joke, Formula One makes waging a war look cheap. You know, so there you go. Very expensive business. Anyway, why did I email Martin? Well, I saw this video of him talking about getting this Ferrari with his first big paycheck. And I remember he came to do this outside broadcast at the Duke's Head Hotel at King's Lynn that Radio Norfolk were doing. And I remember during it, he said, oh, I've come in my Ferrari car. It's out on the car park at the back. And I thought, well, this is too good. This is too good to miss. Martin, will you come outside and we'll do an interview there next to the car and you can tell us all about it. Got a radio mic, went outside the back of the hotel, and there was this beautiful, sleek, red Ferrari sports car. So Martin chats about it, and I carry on. We take about 10 minutes. We go in. The audience gives us a little round of applause as we walk back in. And I've just emailed Martin because I never told him this, because radio mics are a bit flaky and don't work some of the time. We only ever heard, the Radio Norfolk listeners and the audience in the Duke's Head only ever heard 1 minute of that 10-minute interview. And I said, look, I'm ever so sorry, Martin. It's 40 years on. I'm confessing it now. He's such a nice chap. He won't mind. He'll just laugh.
Thank you, David. And you can let us know if you receive a reply from Martin and if he's as forgiving as you think he'll be.